I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord,
we
praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel his power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. John chapter 5. Join me to John. John chapter 5. I'll read 1, you read 2, I'll read 3, you read 4, we'll go to 16. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. 16 together. Now, hear this. The word Bethesda means house of grace or mercy. The Greek meaning, that's the meaning. Means house of what? Or mercy. That's the meaning of Bethesda. Now, no reasonable man can contest the fact that a man is more superior to his product. And you know, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible said, "Inasmuch as he who had built the house is more honorable than the house." So Jesus is superior to Bethesda because he made it. Is that true? And therefore, can bypass it to do what he wants to do. He was superior to it because he made it. He is not the house of mercy, but mercy himself. He is not the house of grace, but grace himself. Friends, hear me, the man by the pool of Bethesda stayed there for 38 years without any solution. This impotent man experienced consistent delay and stagnation for 38 years. But when grace and mercy came face to face with him, the delay and stagnation of his life was broken in split seconds. Jesus, the grace and mercy of God, personified is here through the person of the Holy Spirit, who is also called the Spirit of Christ, according to Romans 8:9b. He will break the yoke of stagnation in your life. Amen. He will heal you of that incurable disease. Amen. He will set you free from that old long bondage. Amen. He will bring progress to your life. Amen. You will gain speed in the name of Jesus. Amen. What the impotent man could not get for 38 years, he got it in 1 second. That thing that looks as if it's impossible, the same mercy of God will turn it around now. Amen. The man was there for 38 years, did not even know Jesus. Because when Jesus came to him, he said, "Do you want to be made whole?" In modern English, is, "Do you want a miracle?" The man said, "Well, nobody's there." For him to be talking means he didn't even know who Jesus was. Because he said, "I don't have anybody to put me in the water. If you knew it," I said, "make me whole." But Jesus came to him without even him knowing. If Jesus will go to a man that never knew him to heal him, you know him already. That's why I know your miracle will be instant. Amen. That amen does not have faith. We have faith. That amen should be with faith. If you look at that bestseller, it's only one person per time that can be healed. Jesus came in and he cured this man of impossible sickness by men. I don't care how battered, shattered, and beaten your life may have been. I came to announce to you, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, is the same today. He will still be the same forever. He said there was no man. That means no man could help him. Where men could not help him, Jesus stepped in. Where men have dropped you, God is going to lift and change your story. 38 years bondage was shattered in 1 second. I don't think your bondage has been up to 38 years. Even if it's up to 38 years, it is ending now. Amen. I said it is ending now. Amen. Every time you cry for grace and mercy, things change. The Holy Ghost is here to represent Jesus. Mountains are leveled. Healings take place when mercy and grace meet with you. You hear me? Zerubbabel cried for grace and mountains were leveled. In Zechariah chapter 4, 6 and 7, he said, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. He said, Who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstones thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it." Grace can come and mountain remain. Every time grace comes your way, mountains are leveled. Bartimaeus cried for mercy and received his sight immediately. I taught that in one of the services. If Jesus responded to the impotent man before he shed his blood, how much faster will he show you mercy now that he has already shed his blood? Because we're in a better covenant now. Then he has not shed his blood, yet he had mercy on the potent man. Now he has shed his blood and mercy now is stronger than then. Is that clear? I don't care what you're passing through. There will be complete freedom for you right now. I want in the next 2 minutes, you ask God to answer you and touch you through his grace and mercy. Your case is not hopeless with Jesus. Don't give up. Your miracle is by your side. That 38 years man was waiting, lobbying human dependence. He was saying, no man. Jesus said, what do you want? Do you want a man or me? I know you have been looking up to men, but he's saying, look up to him. Human effort is limited. He said, there was no man to put me in the pool. Jesus said, quiet. Do you want a man? He was busy describing his story. Jesus said, I don't believe in description. I believe in prescription. He said, there was no man to put me in. Jesus said, I know your story. Don't tell me. I know all things. Do you want a miracle? He was busy talking. He said, stop. Do you want a miracle? He said, rise up. Take your bed and go. I came to announce to you, you are out of that shame. You are out of that situation. Rise up and take your bed and go. So I say to you, rise up, walk out of that situation. Rise up and come out of that shame. Say with me, mercy and grace will answer to me. He will visit me in all areas. Jesus the same yesterday. Now, here it is. When he healed that man, it was a Sabbath day. He broke protocols. He broke what? To heal him. What God will do in your life, every human protocol shall be broken. Protocols were suspended. Laws were suspended. Natural principles were suspended. Jesus bypassed protocol to release him. They said, why heal this one? They said, I am the Sabbath myself. For your sake, natural laws will be suspended. God will change men just to favor you. God will remove some people for your sake. Protocols will bypass just to place you. I'm speaking to someone in the name of Jesus. God will bypass protocols to change your story. Policies will be changed for your sake. If you are the one, let your amen show it.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
You release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi, The Power of Small Beginning, Miracle Hands, Living Without Financial Pressure, The Prosperous Family, How to Hear from God, How Faith Works, Unlimited Success, Recovering Your Inheritance, Releasing Your Destiny, Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
He can change situations to favor a man. That was why he could make Joseph a prime minister without election. There was no voting. When Joseph became prime minister, Pharaoh did not know his parents. How do I know? It was later he introduced his parents and brothers to Pharaoh. So Pharaoh did not ask him, where are you from? Boy, that's why we serve a living God. He broke every protocol to heal this man. Protocols will be broken for your sake. policies will change for your sake. He will change men just to favor you. He will visit you in all areas of your life. That man was not thinking of Jesus. He was looking at you like this. You see nobody. Yet Jesus told him, you expected something? Your own will come faster. If you are the one, your amen will show. He will suspend natural laws to set you free. He broke the Jewish law to secure a man's freedom. He will deal with anybody in order to set you free. If you know how God, Jesus had to destroy a whole economy to set one man free. The demoniac, he destroyed the economy of the nation and put everything to their pigs. That was the economy. Because he had one man in mind. Do you know how when God wants to set you free, he doesn't care. He said, look, this man must be free. He destroyed the whole economy. He said, everything here, go to the swines and perish. This man must be free. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God wants to free a person, he can do anything. I don't care how long you have been in bondage. Today is your day of liberty. Today is your day of liberty. Today is my day, say so. All natural laws will be suspended. Whatever law is hindering your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle will be suspended in the name of Jesus. The same moment Jesus spoke, the words found immediate manifestation in the life of the potent man. The man got his miracle the same day, the same time. He carried his bed and went home. You are going home with your testimony. The same words I'm speaking to you now concerning your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough, your progress will find speedy manifestation in the name of Jesus. May mercy and grace quicken the process of your miracle in the name of Jesus. Every time mercy and grace comes himself, things change. He walked into the house of Jairus' daughter. The Bible said, and they mocked him. If you read that story in Mark chapter 5, when Jairus came to him and said, my daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may live. Jesus, crowd followed him. You can imagine if you were in Jairus' shoes. You'd be looking at every second look like one day. He said, master, my daughter is already at the point of death. She's already at the point of death. And then crowd was, all of a sudden, another woman came and touched him. While Jairus was there, looking at them, the woman said, I mean, if you are, you say, madam, leave your own case. You're not dying. Get well and leave your mother. Jesus, follow me. Jesus turned and said, "Thy faith has made you." Before then, bad news came. Don't worry him. Your daughter has died. Won't you give up? Jairus refused to give up. He said, only believe. He was only saying, have faith. And when he got to the house, you know, as usual, they mocked him. The scorners were there. They've told you, you have been going to church all this year, last year, church, this year, church. Is any time God wants to lift you, mockery comes first. You have been going to church, all this church, 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 church. We don't even see what church is bringing. They say, what is all this that is coming now? But any time he comes, he drove them out of the house. Every time God wants to lift you, you close your ears to side talks. He drove them out. So when God wants to give you a miracle, you don't listen to what people are saying. Just shut your ears. All those who look down on you, after today's service, they will come back to you. They laughed him to scorn. But he entered and he said, Talita kumi, you dead, arise. When life steps in, dead steps out. That's why I know that situation is changing today. That situation is changing today. Because the resurrection and life is right here. His name is Jesus. When he comes, things must change. He can never step into your affairs and things remain the same. I don't care where men have mocked you, even if they are mocking you today. After this service, they will see God change your story. He said to the man, take your bed and go. You are going home with a testimony. That age-long bondage has ended today. That thing that kept you begging and men looking at you as if you are not going forward, it has ended today. That thing that made them to look at your family and say, forget that family, it has ended today. Nobody may be there to help you, but mercy and grace is here to help you. People have rejected you, but God has accepted you. When mercy comes, things turn. It's the mercy himself. It's grace himself. His name is Jesus. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wobi has made me to understand that as a student, I am not just a student. I'm not just like everyone walking on the way. I'm not just like every normal human being.
Before now, I used to have infection, an awful odor that comes after my menstrual cycle. But by God's grace, during the Bible school, this was one of the healing I got.
Before now, I used to be this kind of person that used to depend on my parents or people around me for financial assistance. I really couldn't tackle little problems of my own financially. But I got to Wobi, and after a lecture on financial prosperity, I got to understand that I could actually live on my own and be financially independent.
Question is, Bible school, is Bible school for pastors?
No.
Bible school is for every believer. Even non-believers can come into Bible school and become a believer. You will change and become a believer.
The Word of Life Bible Institute is a training arm of Salvation Ministries where students are trained, nurtured, and equipped with the Word of God to face challenges of life and come out with visible results. The Word of Life Bible Institute has three sections: the Basic Certificate Course, Advanced Certificate Course, and Diploma Certificate Course. Each program has a duration of 1 month, intensively and strategically slated between February and November every year. Our locations for now include Salvation Ministries Headquarters, Plot 17 Birabi Street, GRA Phrase 1, and other locations within Port Harcourt. Salvation Ministries Bayelsa Satellite Church, 22 Ingbi Road, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, all in Nigeria. For more information on how you can enroll, call the numbers displayed on your screen or visit our website at wobionline.com.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomie, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomie in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, Blackberry phones, your Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow! It just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be counseled personally. +234 844 66170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Botswana. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.